On est toujours sur Millennium en direct du festival des vieilles charrues.
Oui, bonjour et je suis très content, on est ravis d'avoir avec nous dans les studios de Millennium le groupe Skanka Enzi qui se produit ce soir sur la scène Graal. Alors après des débuts il y a 25 ans, ils nous reviennent avec un nouvel album, 25 Live at 25, qui reprend leur plus beau titre. Donc nous avons avec nous Skin, donc la chanteuse, et Ace à la guitare. I'm very proud to be with you today.
Nice to meet you.
So, c'est le moment un peu de faire le bilan, de refaire l'histoire. Alors comment s'est fait le choix des chansons, hein? This is a moment to sum up. Okay, to take a redo a little. How was the choice of song made?
You know, we have 72 songs we worked out the other day.
Yeah.
So it's actually quite difficult, wasn't it? But we definitely have some songs that we're playing that we know people want to hear, like Hedonism, yeah. Week, Charlie Big Potato, and then after that, you know,
this is a very big ones.
We have about 10 songs that we know we have to play, and we love to play. And then after that, we kind of mix it up because we change, every day we change the set list. We keep the same beginning and same end. Actually, sometimes we change the end, but we have some standard things that we know work, and around that we change everything, don't we?
Yeah, that's right. And for the live album, when we pick the tracks for that, we would think about all the songs that were favourite live for the fans, as well as all the big singles that we'd had out as well.
Okay.
I mean, it's difficult to make a choice.
Yes.
Ok, donc aujourd'hui en fait ce qui se passe c'est que pour faire leur album, donc ils ont des chansons favorites qu'ils savent qu'ils vont jouer forcément au début et à la fin. Et par contre au milieu parfois ils changent, ils modifient, mais ils savent quelles chansons et ça rend tellement mieux aussi en live, donc ça a plus de sens de les réenregistrer.
Alors arrivé en 95 pendant la Britpop, du coup, avec un style complètement en contradiction avec ce qu'on entendait alors, est-ce que c'était voulu et d'où vient votre inspiration? Arriving in 1995, doing the Britpop. It's okay.
Was it not on?
It's on.
Okay.
Yes, arriving during 1995 with a style in total contradiction with the Britpop. Was it a choice? Where does your inspiration come from?
Well, you know, it was strange because we are Britpop was really massive at the time,
yeah.
And at first we wanted to be involved with Britpop, you know, because we're like, it's doing so well, it's getting all the press, and we realized that Britpop didn't really want to have somebody like us being the face of it.
Okay.
So then we were like, okay, well, we're just gonna do our own thing because we are what we are and we are good. And we were better than most of those Britpop bands anyway. So after that, we became the anecdote to Britpop, because when people were tired of it, when it began, you know, then they would go to Skanka Enzi. And so it was a strange time for us, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think that our influences come from, one is ourselves as a band, our chemistry becomes our influence, and also we were into different things when we were younger, so anything from Jimi Hendrix to Mother's Finest to Parliament Funkadelic to the Sex Pistols, Motorhead, yeah, all of those things were our influences, which were not really included in Britpop.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a much more of American sound in some ways.
Ok, donc en fait c'est vrai qu'ils ont commencé pendant la Britpop, ils se sont dit pourquoi pas le faire parce que c'était le truc à la mode. Finalement ça les ressemblait pas, ils se sont dit on va faire autre chose, on va faire notre style, et ils sont bons dedans. Donc ils se sont inspirés aussi de toutes les grandes stars qui chantaient à ce moment-là, et voilà comment est né leur groupe.
Alors maintenant, comment travaillez-vous un nouveau morceau? Est-ce que c'est avec une idée, avec un message à transmettre, ou plutôt une mélodie qui inspirerait vos paroles? How do you work on a new track? I mean, how it began? It a message to transmit, just a melody?
Really, it can come in lots of different ways. The best way that we write is to all be in the room at the same time with our instruments and just be jamming and playing ideas, and ideas can come from a riff.
See what, get out,
and see what happens. I mean, it's once we sometimes we have the music, but then I really try and write some really good words for the chorus, because without a message, the song, without the words, it's really just an instrumental track, which we don't really do instrumental tracks. So really just the song can come from anywhere, but then we really try to make sure that the lyrics are there at the same time.
Ok, donc en fait, ils se mettent tous autour de la table et donc ils travaillent ensemble entre la musique et les paroles parce qu'il faut que les paroles puissent bien se poser sur la musique. Donc d'abord, il faut que ça se pose correctement sur la musique et après, ils continuent à travailler de cette façon-là.
Alors du coup, dans cette façon de travailler, vous avez réalisé un featuring avec Chaka Ponk. Racontez-nous cette rencontre. You've made a featuring with Chaka Ponk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about the meeting.
Oh, I think it was the fact that we shared the same record label originally, or a person who was a friend of the record label, and we had the same kind of ideals and philosophies as people, so they said, you guys should meet. So we kind of met up, I think Skin talked to the band, and then we decided, actually, this is a good vibe, we should make a record together, because we never really do collaborations unless it really feels right for us.
Yeah, I mean, Fro and Sam, you know, they're really good friends of mine now. You know, it's I was DMing with them yesterday actually because we played in Paris, and I forgot I was DMing 4 days ago, and I forgot to say, oh, we're playing in Paris. So he was like, oh, you're a bad girl. You're a very bad girl.
Ok, donc en fait, Chaka Ponk et Skun Kanenzi ont la même maison de disques. C'est comme ça qu'ils se sont rencontrés. En fait, ils se sont dit, mais attendez, vous faites à peu près la même chose. Vous devez vous rencontrer. Et en se rencontrant, ils se sont dit, bah, ça a collé tout de suite. Et maintenant, ils sont potes, ils mangent ensemble. D'ailleurs, ils ont mangé ensemble hier. Enfin, voilà, ça s'est fait tout à fait naturellement.
Ouais, ça a accroché facilement, quoi. Votre dernier album, An Architecture, à quand le prochain? The last album, An Architecture?
Yeah.
Okay. So, is there a new one already coming?
Yes.
I want to know.
We invented that. I mean, gosh, what, how did it come from? Architecture and, was it? An Architecture. So it's, what's it?
What's he saying? Is there a new album coming?
Oh, so bad.
Yeah, there
okay,
go.
Let me start again. Well, it's weird because I think in the world, the way that music industry is now, I don't necessarily see that we need to do an album in that kind of way.
Okay.
And we're exploring that because, you know, at the moment we're just doing singles. We just had the video for What You Do For Love came out yesterday. And we're planning the next, we're going to record another single and then maybe record another one. So, and then maybe we think about an album. I think that we have a very different structure now in terms of how music comes out. You know, before you used to do all this promotion and the music comes out and the record comes out and then all the, you know, everything happens, you have to get to number one in the first week or it's a failure or something. And now it's like you're quiet. And then when it's released, then you do the promotion. So I think there's different, in English we say different ways to skin a cat. So, you know, let's see. Let's see how it develops and let's see how things change. But we don't have to do an album.
We'll okay. see and I'm already waiting for it.
Ok, donc aujourd'hui, ils vont pas faire un album à proprement parler, ils font des singles. Donc d'abord un, après un autre, enfin voilà, à l'envie. Pas forcément créer un album, ils veulent sortir un peu de ce schéma-là, parce qu'aujourd'hui, ça va vite, il faut changer rapidement. Donc c'est plutôt, voilà, on fait un single, ça marche, voilà, on en fait un autre, on fait la promo, voilà. Et puis si l'envie se fait de faire un album, pourquoi pas.
Donc aujourd'hui avec nous à Carré, au Vieille Charrue, quelles sont vos prochaines dates? Today with us at Carré, what are your next dates?
Oh gosh, we have 43 dates.
43?
Yeah, all the way up until mid-September. So literally, I don't have them in my head, but right now we're in the French section.
Okay.
Tomorrow is Germany. We're going to Cologne, I think.
So that's the end of the French section.
Tomorrow
is today.
Germany, yeah. Okay. Ok, so ils ont 43 dates de tournée et dès demain, direction l'Allemagne.
Ouais. So, last things, I try to speak English since 5 minutes. Can we hear about some French words?
Ah, French word. Bonjour, bonsoir, je m'appelle Skin.
Bien.
Vous êtes très gentil. Ménagetoire.
I don't know, all school stuff. Après-vous, mademoiselle.
That was yeah.
Cool. Vous l'avez couché avec moi ce soir.
Yeah, very well. No matter.
It's bad. That's how bad my French is, you know. Really? My Italian is much better. Yeah. I speak Italian, but not. My, you know, when I learned Italian, my French, I used to speak a little bit more French and it went out the window because I think as an adult, it's harder to process two languages at the same time. Okay. So now I had to go back and relearn French.
Okay. Donc elle a appris aussi l'italien. Donc c'est vrai qu'après elle a un petit peu oublié le français. Donc maintenant elle se dit, ben, je vais réapprendre le français. Voilà. So thank you.
Thank you. Merci thank
beaucoup.
You.
Merci
thank
beaucoup.
You.
Merci.
Happy now. I wonder what you're doing.